This is GQDN for Friday, March 24th, 2023. The open beta has started for Diablo 4 open beta. And we will be talking about that because we are still brought to you by Audible. Go get your free book at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. Like I said, we got some Diablo 4 stuff, so we're going to be talking about that and what Valve is wanting to warn you about and some Final Fantasy stuff. But today, we have some major news, and a lot of it coming from Eurogamer, because they just blew up today. Well, we start with the provisional CMA findings from Eurogamer.net. This is the first one from six articles today. God. Anyway, they put up a couple of different updates from the original story, and we have a lot of different quotes. So, in the original story from Eurogamer, they said that the UK's Competition and Markets Authority did reach a provisional conclusion and said that the Activision Blizzard takeover from Microsoft would basically, quote, will not result in a substantial lessening of competition in relation to console gaming in the UK. So there are some updates. An update number one, a Microsoft spokesperson talked to Eurogamer and said, quote, we appreciate the CMA's rigorous and thorough evaluation of the evidence and welcome its updated provisional finding. This deal will provide more players with more choice in how they play Call of Duty and their favorite games. We look forward to working with the CMA to resolve any outstanding concerns. But in update number two, they went into a lot more detail as to what the CMA was talking about. In fact, they put quite a few quotes in there, including what Piers Harding-Rolls did say, quote, my long-term view of this deal has always been that it would complete, but with further concessions from Microsoft to smooth the process. However, the provisional phase two findings of CMA did give me pause for thought, considering the structural remedies proposed. Today's updated findings swing the pendulum back in favor of the deal completing. Further quote, importantly, the change in stance of lessening the competition in the UK's console market means that the requirement for structural remedies are substantially less relevant, in my view. It now just remains to be seen how Microsoft and CMA deal with concerns around cloud gaming services. But that does not mean that they still have their problems with PlayStation. Another Eurogamer article did say that they did not pull any games from PlayStation, they being Microsoft. So this is basically talk about Redfall and how Microsoft didn't want to have Redfall on PlayStation 5. So here's what a Microsoft spokesperson did say, quote, we haven't pulled any games from PlayStation. In fact, we've expanded our footprint of games that we've shipped on Sony's PlayStation since acquisition of ZeniMax. And the first two games we shipped after closing were PlayStation 5 exclusives. We did the same thing since our closing of Minecraft as we extended the reach on that franchise. All of the games that were available on PlayStation when we acquired ZeniMax in March 2021 are still available on PlayStation. And we have continued to do content updates on PlayStation and PC. We have always said that future decisions on whether to distribute ZeniMax games for other consoles will be made on a case-by-case basis. Now, what has this deal been talking about entirely? For the most part, it's been Call of Duty. Well, on the real-life incidents, Destructoid had put out an article saying that a Kansas court has settled on the fatal 2017 Call of Duty swatting incident. And what this was a Wichita resident named Andrew Finch, a 28-year-old at the time, was at his mother's house. And when he was looking outside, he did see police lights flashing directly outside of his mom's house. So he did go outside just to see what the commotion was. And according to the report, he had no weapon on him, but he was shot by the cops. Now, the one that was... Now, the one that sent the police was one of the neighbors named Tyler Barris. And what Tyler believed what that was the home of Shane Gaskill, which was an Ohio resident who got into a fight with another player named Casey Viner over a $1.50 wager match on Call of Duty World War II. So the two players were taunting each other online, where Viner asked Barris, or called Barris a, quote, frequent hoax caller, to basically, quote, SWAT, unquote, Gaskill's house. To do that is meaning basically shoot up the house in the way they would do. But because that happened, that is where Mr. Finch walked outside, and Mr. Barris now has a 20-year prison sentence. That is after pleading guilty with a total of 51 federal charges related to the swatting incident, bomb threats, and a lot of other hoax calls. Mr. Viner was jailed for 15 months with his involvement in the killing, while Shane Gaskill was put on deferred prosecution, but would still violate his terms, and he was sentenced to 18 months in the fall of 2022. Now, Justin Rapp was the officer, and he would testify in federal court for the incident. Rapp did not face any charges, and he did return to active duty and even received a promotion in 2022. Well, this week's ruling, Wichita County did sell the case against Rapp for $5 million, which will be paid to the Finch's family, because Rapp actually did shoot Andrew Finch. That's as I'm reading it right now. I could very well be wrong. Now we know what happened. That is indeed major news. But let's see if we can't lighten things up a little bit. Because Wild Hearts, according to DualShockers.com, will come with an April update with new weapons, enhancements, and more. Now, we're all over the place, people, but bear with me. So, it has been confirmed that the game will receive another update on April the 6th. And this update will have new weapons, armor, karakui, and kimono, along with a few improvements and fixes. Grimstalker Kimono will be in Wild Hearts roster as well. Now, Kimono will be a fox character with some petal type of power named Murakumo. And what Murakumo means is gathering clouds. So we'll see how that does play. In fact, Wild Hearts at Play Wild Hearts on Twitter did say, Grimstalker now roams Spirit Isle. Hashtag Play Wild Hearts. Learn more about what is in Azuma and our latest content update. That does indeed look good. But be warned, Eurogamer does say. Like I said, there's a lot of Eurogamer in here. Because Valve does warn you that there are some Counter-Strike 2 scams. Yes, there are. In fact, at Counter-Strike did say on Twitter, quote, beware of scams. The only way to check for limited test access is to launch CSGO through Steam and check the main menu. Do not log into third-party sites claiming to check your Steam account for access or offering limited test access or keys. There are no limited test keys. Further post, and actually maybe an earlier post, for the quote. Today we're excited to announce Counter-Strike 2. Counter-Strike 2 is an overhaul to every system, every piece of content, and every part of the CS experience. First, let's talk about the smoke grenades. Yes, they did go into that. Just do as what they say. Go to Steam to play it. Now, they're also saying that, in rather some sad part of the news, Bungie is paying tribute to Lance Reddick, and that will be in Destiny 2 performances. So, Lance Reddick did die at the age of 60 last Friday, and he portrayed Commander Zavala in Destiny, one of the most important characters, and everyone that plays or has played Destiny, if they've seen Zavala the character, should applaud him or bow to him. Yes, I know it's a take, but it is a matter of respect. In fact, what the tribute to him did say, that's in a Bungie blog post, quote, "On Friday, we all learned of the tragic news of Lance Reddick's passing at the age of 60 as the voice of Commander Zavala, the stalwart commander of the Vanguard. Lance brought to life a character who has become virtually synonymous with Destiny itself. For nearly a decade, Guardians around the world would have found purpose and comfort in Zavala's presence, bolstered by the unmistakable voice, so full of strength, serenity, and nobility. As an actor, musician, gamer, and family man, the passion Lance brought to the things he loved was reflected in the eyes of hearts of all who loved him. For now, we will honor his presence through his performances and yet to come in the game, and the memories that will last us a lifetime. We are deeply saddened by his passing, so thankful for the time we spent together, and our thoughts are with his friends and loved ones. Thank you for everything, Lance. We will miss you." And indeed, as well. Going back up. More Eurogamer, because they're saying that Diablo 4, it has some GPU issues. Essentially, it's overheating. So, Activision did say in a comment to Eurogamer, or actually, Jonesy23 did say in a comment to Eurogamer, my bad. "I wanted to wrap up my time with beta on Monday, played 20 minutes, then my PC shut down unexpectedly. My GPU was so hot that I burnt my fingers when touching the HDMI connector. Luckily, it was not permanently damaged. I thought it was isolated instance, but I found some articles saying that more people experienced it actually, and they were not as lucky as I was." Yeah, don't play on your PC right now. But if you do play it on your console, they did say, they being Activision Blizzard, did say that item drop rate is increased for open beta. In fact, that Rod Ferguson, this is a GameSpot article, did say on Twitter, "They are tuned higher, yes, give it a fuller experience and better test during beta." That is what he said. So we know that they did that for Barbarians, but they do that for other classes as well. We're going to end today with a couple different things. One's going to go to a sad note because Final Fantasy XI is scaling back its support team. Yep, that's via Eurogamer.net. And what Akihiko, sorry, Matsui, will be succeeded by Yoshi Fuito. And in fact, they did a blog post on Play Online from both producers. And here's what they did say. Quote, "The development team is incredibly fortunate to have such a strong and direct encouragement from our passionate players. My heart is filled with gratitude for all of you, the protagonists whose various journeys wove together the world Venadale. Our community is a source of the magic truly sets Final Fantasy XI from apart other games." That is what Matsui did. What Furito said, quote, "So rather than limit our developers to working exclusively on Final Fantasy XI and its decades-old technology, I believe it would be better to allow them to gain experience in other development environments and bring back their learnings to Final Fantasy XI, such as, I have elected to further downscale the scope of our development team to provide more leeway for operations to continue." Executive decision. But there's also decisions from sales. And in fact, Kotaku did say that the PS5 God of Ragnarok bundle is on sale. And is on sale from March 24th to April 6th. So, the PlayStation 5 bundle is normally at $560. But you can go get it on PlayStation Direct, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Amazon, and GameStop for just $510. A $50 discount to the bundle on top of the normal $10 saving. And the sale starts today and goes on to April 6th. So that's basically going up for about 2 weeks. Pretty close days. But we are not on sale. No, we are not. We are at Group Quest. I am at Joe Brums, and you can find us all at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow, everybody, for more. No, wait, tomorrow. My brain's on the fritz. Haha. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. Yes, Diablo Beta Gulvan. We will be talking about that, obviously, and a lot of news that dropped this past few days. Oh boy, what are we going to do with GQ2? I don't know yet. I haven't decided. So, hey, go check us out there. 5:30 start time. EST. 5:30 EST. Twitch.tv/DawnForge. We'll see you there. Go play some games, people, and try to log into beta. Yes, it is Friday. It is long queue times.
Thank you.